Yeah, midirabbanan. It's a chumer midirabbanan. And a Torah it's permissible because it's really bottle. And it's a chumer midirabbanan. So that's the same over here. That's the same over here. I would assume that the same chumer applies here. If you plan to poke around all 11 logs, you're going to push every single log. Really? Then it's like other mechad eating all three. That minatir is taka mutter, ditl berav is ditl berav. But midirabban you're not allowed.
Then you couldn't even have a noah from the what name? You couldn't even have a noah from the heat. So you have to say, well, I only put on half a jacket and I go out and eat them the grass.
Okay, but this is more bolet that that he's doing. So.
Am I right that you can't have a noah from the mukti?
Yeah. So the premise is, like the premise is that it's bottle. Bottle is bottle. And it loses its identity as mukti. But still, it looks funny if you're going to allow him to handle everything. That's like other mechad eating all three. So the Gemara says, but if he's not going to push all, then I say, oh, I say he's handling some of the calls. I say, ego basaroy. Everything. I don't know. And then the answer was that it's taka bottle. Everything is bottle. So it's like what the mechud may eat. I mean, the kasha was he's pushing everything. Pushing everything. There are some Rishonim that say the halacha lemaisa, or the mechud is permitted to eat all three. Maybe Rashi does hold like that. I would think how you read this Gemara depends how you paskin there in Yerideya. When you have the three salamis, the trefa salami, got mixed in with the two kasha salamis, halacha lemaisa, what's the din? Would you permit or the mechud to eat all shloshtam? Or would you not permit or the mechud to eat all shloshtam? So they take three shitas in Yerideya. One shita is mutter la, the mechud lechol shloshtam. Another sheet is the Mishmeres Abayis Min Ateretz Mutter and Medirabbanan itself. And the third sheet that they quote is the Tesis Rid, I think in the third Perek in Balabasa, Tesis Rid and Cheskus Habatim says that it's also Min Ateretz to eat all the Mechel Lechol Shloshim is an Issa Derech.
But different, but a salami, he didn't put the salami in to get out of him. Here he tells him to put it in.
Oh, that's the next Kashi. Aim about an Issa Hatkila, what's going on? That's a Pella. Yeah, that's a Pella. That's what Gemara is going to discuss now. So the simple reading of Rashi, you're right, the simple mashmois of Rashi is that you are permitted to push even all the 11 logs together. Probably, I would assume Rashi would probably say the same by the three salamis. The other method is permitted to eat all the three salamis. Halacha lemaisa, the same. But I would assume that the way we pass them by the salamis, that it's at least awesome of the Rabbanon to eat all three. So the same would be over here. So the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara, even after the answer was given, even the Ruba that does mean he's going to push all 11. He's going to poke around here and there, but he's not going to do all 11. So the Gemara thought that should also be a problem. And the answer was given, no. I attribute the tiltul is done to the Raiv. And the Raiv is non-mukhs. But then the Gemara asked the major kasha, what in the world is Rav Masner talking about? I had three logs of mukhon and five logs of non-mukhon. So I'm going to, because of the hefsid of the three logs, nebuchad, I'm going to lose the three logs that were mukhan. So Rav Masna is makel a hefsid, the mukhan hefsid, to be mar balem on mevatlan. Frag the Gemara, but you're not allowed to do that. Aim about an isla hatkila. So that's where Rashi entices his quote. There's two kinds of aim about an isla hatkila. One kind is, let's say I have chazashmalt. I bought la chazashmalt. I know it's trade. And I pour in a little bit into the soup and I know I'm going to have shishma. So that for sure is awesome. No question about it. Well, let's say accidentally a little tray for chazer shmaltz fell into the soup, and I don't have shishim. But it's the hashad the soup, so I want to pour in more soup to make it that it should be shishim. So that's also often a mishnah. That's why Rashi in Tosfos quotes is a mishnah in trumas. That in order for truma to be bottle is a chumra. In order for truma to be bottle, it's not enough roiv and it's not enough shishim. You got to have mayo. A chumra midrabbanan. You have to have mayo. If it's mim b'mino, it's mim shein b'mino, you don't need mayo. But if it's mim b'mino, then you need mayo. We had it before.
Yeah.
The daf before, how do you calculate the mayo? Special din. So the Mishnah gives this example. What's the din? A unit of truma fell in, and I had 90 units of chulin. And 90 units of chulin is not enough to be mevatel one unit of truma. But if the hashad, the whole 90 units of chulin, now a non-koyin is no longer allowed to eat it. So it's a hepsid moment. So it's, am I allowed to add on another 15, another 20 units of chulin to make it that it should be bottle b'meir? So the Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to add on. Even that's also a violation of aim about the nisul hatzila. Not only if I pour not only if I mix in Iser and Teheter, is it prohibited in about the Iser L'chatchila? Even if the Iser fell in accidentally into the Heter, and I'm going to be losing the Heter, I'm going to lose the use of the Heter because I don't have the Shir Bittul, I don't have Rova, I don't have Shishma, I don't have Meyo, whatever you need, you're still not even allowed to add a little bit more to be Marbaleim. That's what Rav Masna's expression was. Marbaleim, he says, you're allowed to add a few more logs, add another 3 logs, to make it 6 to 5. Because now it's 3 to 5. Add another 3 logs, make it 6 to 5. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, that's not allowed. There's a Mishnah in Trumas that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that?
There's not a whole lot you can do. And he pulls it on Yosef. He's got 3 logs that fell in. So what is he supposed to do now?
No, he had 3 logs of Mukhon that are burning there. And now he sees that there are 8 logs. Obviously, 5 fell in. So it's 5 to 3.
So what's he supposed to do in Yosef?
If you're not going to tax him, it's nothing. Is that the question? The heck that was looking for it, but even that you're able to move it.
You're not going to move it, no problem. Mutabano. Mukhs is Mutabano. That's not a problem. The whole problem is to move it around. If you want to move it around.
It doesn't have to be only from a tree. Could be had there a bunch of logs lying there that wouldn't
work. Okay. Okay. Same thing.
Oh, child pushed it in.
Your child.
So that was the Gemara's kasha. Aim about the Nisa Lachatkhila. Aim about the Nisa Lachatkhila. And what is the source of this aim about the Nisa Lachatkhila? Say, Rashi and Taisibo said the Mishnah Trumas. Yeah. So there's a famous kasha that the Ktzos HaChoshen is a Sefer HaChoshen Mishpot that was written by one of the great Galatiana Goyim, and he had a son-in-law who was a big maskil. He was a big Talmid Chacham, was famous from the maskilim Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. He was known as Shir. The Rashi Tevis of his name Shin Yud Rei Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. He was religious, but that's modern ideas. So the Ktzos HaChoshen wrote two famous chibur. He wrote the Ktzos HaChoshen, that's on Choshen Mishpat, that's a running commentary on all of Choshen Mishpat, that's what he's famous for. And then he has also the Avne Miluim, is a running commentary on Ebenezer, but the Avne Miluim he didn't finish during his lifetime, he just started writing it, and it was put together after he passed away. It was put together by the son-in-law with footnotes every so often. The son-in-law Shlomo Rappaport has footnotes on the back. It's very clear that he didn't. It's not as strong. The Avne Miluim and Ebenezer is not at all as strong as the Ktzos HaChoshen. A lot of things he just began and he didn't really finish it. That's why a lot of people, the Chassidim especially, don't like to use the Avne Miluim at all, because it was published by the son-in-law who is this Maskal. So in the end of the Avne Miluim is a running commentary on Ebenezer, Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, by getting married, getting divorced, all the chalitza, everything like that. At the end of the Avne Miluim, he has what he calls Shailas HaTshuvas. So one or two of them are really shilas that people ask them, and most of them are not shilas, they're just essays. Like the Shagas Aryeh is shilas tshuvas. When is Sosman Krishma? Somebody asked him a shila, when is Sosman Krishma?
He asked the question.
So most of the shilas and tshuvas of Avne Miluim are his own shilas. He raised questions. So in the end of the shilas tshuvas of Avne Miluim, he has one famous essay on this topic of Eim Avatlin Issa Lachatchila. Is this a din d'oraisa, or is this a din d'rabbana? This halacha that you're not allowed to, I'm going to pour in a little bit of chazer shmaltz in such a way, I know I'm going to have shishin against it. It's going to be shishin, it's going to be bottle. So you're still not allowed to do that. That is, or is that an Issa d'oraisa, or is that an Issa d'rabbana? So in Yerudeya, that's a famous machlokes. They quote, the Ravid is up, the Ravid has the Ravid from a Gemara in Chulin, that this is an Issa d'oraisa. Eim Avatlin Issa Lachatchila is prohibited min HaTorah. In his opinion, is not accepted. The Shach says in Yeridei, we don't paskin like that. Ravid, we paskin that Eim Avatlan Issa L'chatchila is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Comes the Avne Miluim and he says that I have an Ein Fal, that sometimes Eim Avatlan Issa L'chatchila is an Issa D'Raisa. When is that? In Truma. Why? Because in Truma there's a pasuk that says Mishmeres Trumoisa. You have to be careful with the Truma to guard it, to watch it, that it shouldn't become Tomei, and it shouldn't become spoiled. You're not allowed to leave the truma out of the refrigerator if it's going to get spoiled. You have to put it in, you have to preserve
it.
Mishmeres means to preserve it, to watch it, to make sure that you fulfill the mitzvah, that when the kohen eats truma, it's not stam a heter, a kohen is allowed to eat truma. The kohen eats a truma, it's a mitzvah. He says, a brocha, shekidishanu, b'dushosu shal aron, utivonu, Alachilas Truma. The Rambam on the last page in Hilchas Truma, the last halacha quotes that. That say a kohen is allowed to drink, if the kohen is about to drink a cup of wine, that Yain Shel Truma is about to eat some cookies, is about to eat some bread that's made from Truma. So first he says, Bor Pi Agofen or Bor Min Mizonis or Hamoitzi. And then he says, like on Pesach night, we say Hamoitzi. And then we say, Ashik Adishonim and Tazu Vitzivanu, Alachilas Matzah. So here the kohen also says the second bracha, Ashik Adishonim and Gdushos and Shalaren, Vitzivanu, Alachilas Truma. So Achilas Truma is a mitzvah. So if you have Truma, you have to be careful that it shouldn't get spoiled and it shouldn't get nitmo. It should retain the Kedusha's Truma so that a kohen will be able to eat it with Kedusha with Tahara and fulfill the mitzvahs, like Kachim also Korbanis. There's the Rashi on the first daf in Chulin, on the base and base right. If there's a din of Ishmeres Truma, you have to be careful with the Truma that it shouldn't become spoiled. Kalvachaymer, that there's a din of Korbanis like that. You have to be careful that the Korbanis don't become nitmo, they don't get spoiled. You're not allowed to throw a Korban out in the garbage. If it's still edible, you mevatel it. So the same thing applies to Truma as well. So the Avne Miluim writes in what he calls his Shalas Hatshuvas. He has one essay about Eim about the Yisrael Hatzila. He says, "Bamed var mamurim. When have we outvoted the Ravid? When does the Shach say we have not accepted the view of the Ravid? And we pass from the Eim about the Yisrael Hatzila is only midrabbanon. When is that? That's by Chazer. That's by Treifus. That's by all other Treifus things. But by Truma." I'm going to take a little truma and mix it in. It's going to be bottled up as well. Nice truma. It won't be truma anymore. So the kohen won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says that's also a violation of mishmeres. Not only is one in violation of mishmeres trumaisai, if he's metami the truma, or he causes it to get spoiled, to get rotten, if he makes it ice truma, he takes truma and he makes it ice truma by being mevatel it berai. So that's also a violation of Mishmeres. Because the whole idea of Mishmeres is preserve it, retain it, the Kedusha V'Tara, as a mitzvah that someone, a kohen, should be able to eat it and fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. But if he's going to be Mevatelet, then it's going to be Yosh Truma.
The colored water.
The colored water.
Yeah.
Why isn't that aim about an Isla Hatzila? It's a good kasha, yeah. There are a lot of cases. In Sukkah, also in the first daf. Sukkah, also cases where you say sometimes you are allowed to be Mavata. Yeah, there are a lot of Gemaras that you have to study all the Gemaras, when yeah and when no. Yeah. So here there's a famous comment that the son in law, the Maskil, puts on the bottom of the page, he labels which is his and which is the father-in-law, so you can't mix the two up. That's why the Hasidim don't want to use it at all. They're afraid, me or they are. Maybe the son-in-law stuck something into the text of the Sefer also. No. And he has a whole introduction where he talks about Freud, and he talks about the ego, all kinds of, the whole introduction to the Avne Miluim is all modern psychology by the son-in-law, of course. So here he has a footnote. So he tines, according to the Avne Miluim, that Eim Mevatel Isal HaTchila is an Isa Daraisa by Truma because of Mishmeres Trumaisai. So how can Rashi and Tosfos prove anything from the Mishnah and Truma? So from that Mishnah and Truma, it shows that all over there's a din of Eim Mevatel Isal HaTchila. How does it show anything? That's a din Daraisa. By Truma is a din Daraisa, Eim Mevatel Isal HaTchila. Everywhere else, by Muktzeh. It's not going to be a din deraisa by any, even by Chazal Shmos, it's not going to be a din deraisa. So how can they prove in that Mishnah anything? What do they want to prove in the Mishnah? Not only do you say it's prohibited to pour in treifus into kosher, even if it already fell in, and you don't have a sheer bittle, and you're going to lose the heter, you're not allowed to add on more heter to make it...
justify the heter.
Right. To make it the maybe both. Okay. So the later Mechabrim write Terutzim on the Kasha. The Stifla has others. That's one of the suggestions that they have. The whole Dina Meir is only with the Rabbanon. Mm-hmm. And Atzeres already bought the world from the Shul. Good, so they have Terutzim. But the Kasha is an Einfall of a Kasha. It's a sharp Kasha. Rashi and Tosfos both quoted from the Mishnah and Trumas. That's one of the major sources to shed light, to indicate the nature of the Dina Meir and Mishnah Hatzila. And according to the Avne Miluim, that should be much more chomer. That should be in a category unto its own because of the issue of Mishmeres Trumais. Is that kasha? Okay, now good to kasha. But Lamai said that we do learn after the Mishnah. That is the source of the dip. So that's the Gemara asked the kasha and Rav Masna. How can Rav Masna say such a thing? That because of the hefset of the three logs that are mukhan, we permit you to add on, to be mevatel, to add on enough. The five logs fell in, so we permit you to add on another three mukhan, take a log to make it 6 to 5. Craig the Gemara aim about this lahatchilet. So to this, the Gemara answers, you're right, sometimes yes and sometimes no. Hani mili, when does that din apply? That there is a din of aim about the nisla hatchilet, that's only the d'araisa. If the issue you're dealing with is, let's say, truma. Truma is a din d'araisa. Chazeshmalt's a din d'araisa. Abo b'dirabonon, but he's just dealing with mukta, handling logs of mukta. The whole topic is only b'dirabonon, is mevatlin. Since the whole topic of mukta is only an issue d'irabonon, then the din is that yes, mevatlin. So the Mechaber paskins like it says in the Gemara. By Nisa de Rabbanan, there's Mevatel Nisa Lechatchil. Tesis, Hotakashe, what's going on here? We just spent a lot of time, a month and a half ago, we were learning a Gemara before, Gimel Amud Beis, going over to Dalet Amud Aleph. The last three lines on Gimel Amud Beis were a discussion about, what was the discussion? About the figs, dates. Figs and dates of Truma got mixed into Chulindika dates, and there's a Chumra with the Rabbana that you need Meir, and a Shaila, do you have Meir, you don't have Meir, calculating do you have 100 units of Chulin against the 1 unit of Truma. So Tosfos says, what's the problem? Add on some more, the whole Truma of Maisris of figs and dates is only with the Rabbana. Truma is only the Raisa by Dog and Tirish Meitzah, the Chumish only speaks about rachis. Rachis is truma. The first afrasha, when you have bushels of something that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so the first afrasha is supposed to be truma. That's called rachis. So the Chumash only speaks about rachis and dogan tirish v'yitza. Dogan is chameshes mine dogan. That's wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt. That's all. And tirosh is wine. Grapes are wine. And yitzer is shem and zayis, is zaysim. And shem and zayis, that's all. And everything else is only drabonon. That's what most of the Rishonim hold. The Rambam does not hold like that. We discussed the Rambam sheet is that only Meister Yerik is the Rabbanon. The Gemara's Lashon is Meister Yerik is the Rabbanon, and vegetables is only the Rabbanon. But the Rambam holds that if grapes and olives are the right, why should I distinguish between grapes and olives and oranges and grapefruit? So the Rambam holds that all fruits are the right. All fruits are the right, and vegetables are the Rabbanon. I, the Gemara said that Buxer is only the Rabbanon. Buxer grows on a tree, let it be a fruit. So the Rambam says, yeah, Buxer is Michael Behemer. Buxer is basically not Michael Love, and that's why you don't have to be Marfish Menater. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the first pair. But the Gemara says that Meister Charuvin, Meister on Buxer is only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam says, because it's not very Lachilosar, basically. People eat it Bekoshi. And the Rambam says, no, Buxer is the Rabbanon, because all pairs that you learn is the Rabbanon. The Ravid says the same as Rashi and Tesis, that the only chi of the Raisa is Dog and Tirish V'yitza. Everything else is only the Rabban. So that's what Tesis Frek Takashe, the Im Taimar, and our Daf on Dalal on the Beis. Around 10 lines in, where they quote Daf Gimel on the Beis. So they ask on the Gemara, but the Igul, the dried out figs of the dates that got mixed in, some of it was Truma and the rest of it was Chulin, so the din is you have to have 100 units of the chulin against the 1 unit of truma, and if you don't have, so everything is meduma. Meduma means when you have truma mixed into chulin, you don't have meyo. You don't have 100 units of chulin to be mevatla. The whole needs for meyo is medirabon. So Frektai says, what's the problem? So you add on another couple of figs a day, you mix it together, and you won't know which is which, and everything will be okay. It'll be bottled. Is just add on a little bit. In time, Aliyah, Dav Gimel, Gav Yigal, Dav Yitzchum, and Rabbanan. Yosi thought about a little more. Yivata, what are the Tanoim? Get so excited over. How do you calculate? Throw in another couple of heterim, and you'll have Meir. So Tesis says that sometimes this is an important class. We know that we're more machmer and dinim deraisa than we are in dinim derabbanan. For example, if you're misufik, so we have a klal sofik deraisa, luchumah sofik derabbanan is lukul. So sometimes we have many kulas, not only sofik, you have many kulas on a dinim derabbanan. You're more makel than on a dinim deraisa. So Tosfos points out, and here's one of them, that there's a din of ein levata nisa lachatchila. So the Gemara says halmili only on a nisa deraisa, and nisa derabbanan is mutter. So Tosfos says not so fast. You have to distinguish within the Rabbanon's Gufa. There's a Rabbanon Sheyeshlo Ikem in HaTorah. There's a Din de Rabbanon that's an extension of a Din de Raita. Then sometimes there's a Din de Rabbanon that started off Mamish Legamre in the Rabbanon. So they say that Trumas and Maisris does exist on the level of the Raita. You have Dog and Tirish Vietzer is Trumas and Maisris the Raita. So in the Rabbanon they extended it, they said, on all Perisil and on all fruits and all vegetables and all Bebalach. And kidney is you have to be mafresh also. So that's called a din derabbanan. That's mochomer is yeshla ikad deraita. But over here, handling mukta, pushing around mukta, this not and ganzen only derabbanan. This is in ganzen derabbanan. Not to handle mukta zekzer shemay yotzi. He may carry it in the street, but there is no concept at all of handling mukta on the level of deraita. So when it's a dovish ikorim derabbanan, then it's mokal. Then you have a right to be naked. So that's what Taisis claims. So that the Mechaber passes like this Taisis. If you have a dover, sheikoro, midirabonon, kigoin, mukse, or other similar things like that, then we would say muta levata lachatchila. The Taisis, what happens if the isur derabonon kal fell into heter? If it didn't fall into heter, then no one says mevata isur lachatchila. Ramasa only said shenoshu letocha tanur. It fell in. And there are some logs, there are three logs of heter there, and five logs of Issa fell in, and I'm going to lose the three logs of heter. So because there's a hepsid, we permit you to be mar baleim ulevatlam. So that's what the Mechaber Pasuk is like that. You have this in another place in Yeridaya. You have this in another place. There is a pasuk in the Chumash that if you cook the treifas in a pot, you have to kasher the pot. If let's say I cooked soup in a pot, so you do hagola. Yeah, you do hagola. If I broil the tray for steak on a broiler, then you have to do libur. You have to glioist the broiler. But if you cook the soup with mashkim, so then there's no requirement for libur. Then it's good enough with hagola. So, hagola means I have a pot. I have to fill up a pot with water. And turn on the fire on the bottom till it boils. Keep the lid on. Keep the lid on till it boils. Till 212. 211 is also good. Say Ramesh is makel, it go down to 190. It's above 190, if it's a shas up cock, you can be makel. Then you can do hagola if it's 190. Okay. Has to be almost boiling, very close to boiling. And then I put in the tray for things. Sometimes, let's say, before Pesach, people are doing so much hagola, they keep on putting in. So the heat of the water goes down. So you have to put the lid back on again that it should bubble again. It has to be malab avuot. The bubbles have to be rising. The bubbles have to be bubbling.
If something was boiled and cocked,
right.
No direct fire, contact fire.
Right. Or let's say like this. Let's say I'm eating this tray for steak. I didn't know. I have tray for steak and I'm eating it on the plate with a fork and a knife. So there's no liquid. There's no liquid, but it's not on top of the fire. The tray for steak is no longer on top of the fire. If the bli is al gabi ha'esh, without mayim, then you need libun. But whenever it's al yidei mayim, or it's not al gabi ha'esh, then it's good enough with hagol. So the pasuk says in Chumash, what if the kli that became tray is an earthenware vessel? What if it's a kli cheret? But then it says in Chumash, yishoveh. You cannot do hagola. You got to throw it out in the garbage. If you throw it out, it's still trade. But it doesn't mean you break it, then it becomes kosher. If you have a kli cheres, no, there's another pasuk. If you have a kli that's tomei, so you table it in the mikveh, it becomes tor. And if it's a kli cheres, it doesn't help to do tefillah in the mikveh. So you break it, and then you can glue it back together again. Once you break it, it's no longer a kli. Oh, it's kli. Once it's no longer a kli, so the tumah disappears. But by the treifas, that's not going to help. If you break the kli, it's still trade. So it means... Yishav means you throw it in the garbage. Shvirus Kilcheres means you throw it in the garbage because it's no good. You can do libun. The Gemara says if you want to do libun, you can do libun. Very often it'll crack. It'll break. A lot of times if you have an earthenware china dishes or china cups and you put them into the oven empty, you put them into the oven in order to leave them, it'll break. But it'll crack. But theoretically, the Gemara says you can do libun on Kilcheres. But Hagola, you cannot do. But there's a din in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi says that if you have a trefa kli cheres, if you do three times hagola, it's good. If you do one hagola, it's not good. What? A Torah Heidah al Klicher is a Torah testifies on an earthenware vessel, and a Klicher Sheni Yotzim Yidei Dof Yeliyot. You won't be able to get out the whole trench. Never going to get it out. Some a little bit, some of it will come out. So what if you do Hagolah three times, three different Kalim? So I dip the tray quickly into one part of hot water, second part of hot water, third part, doesn't, if I dip it three times into the same part, so the Chazanis thinks that that's the same thing. So he says, when it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, Hagolah Gimel Pami, he thinks that it means in three different parts. Okay. So if I do Hagolah in three different parts, then the likelihood is that probably by now the Trefes did come out. Whatever Trefes it was came out. So that's a din in the Yerushalmi. So a group of Rishonim say that that's very restricted. Why does the Chumash say you throw out the Klicheres? Let it say in Chumash that you just do Hagolah Gimel Pami. So they say it must be on the level of the right, there is no such thing. That you do Hagolah Gimel Pami doesn't help. If the whole Trefus is only the Rabbanon, then Yerushalmi has the Kula. So what's called that all Trefus the Rabbanon? Anything where it's only Trefus the Rabbanon. So that's the Shitas Baal HaItur. The Tur quotes from one of the Baal HaTesis, the Baal HaItur, Baal HaTesis from France, who says any Trefus Kli that I haven't used in 24 hours is Minat Torah's Kosher. That's called the Kli She'ena Ben Yomo. The Gemara says, when it says in the Chumash that you have to kasha the trefus kalim, that's only if it was used for trefus within the last 24 hours. But if 24 hours went by, that's called nois and tam legam, and min ha'teira the part is kosher, you don't even have to kasha it. But we have a gzeira midirabbanon, gzeira ain't a ben yomo, otu ben yomo. That's the Gemara that lives daf and avodah zarah. If I have a kli that I have not used in trefus in 24 hours, so with the Rabbanon you have to still kasher it, you're not allowed to use it for kosher food. It's there that you may make a mistake and use the non-kosher pot even within 24 hours, and made there the Rabbanon even in the cliche of Ben Yomo you still have to kasher. So the Baal HaItur says, but if it's half, No. By Hetera Bola, there's one opinion that you don't even need two sets of dishes. That's what the Ra'or only had one set of dishes. He said that this Gzera de Rabbanon ain't it. No. He had regular china. He says that the Gzera ain't a ben yom, but the ben yom is only if it really became trace. But if it's Heter, I used it for fleshik, then he says you wait 24 hours, then you can use it for Lulachit. He only had one set of dishes. And everybody was screaming at him that after Kairos, and he didn't listen. He was right. So his Talmidim, the Ritvo, was the Talmud of the Ra'or. So the Ritvo writes that he pleaded with his Rebbe. Avada, the Rebbe is 100% right. Everybody else is wrong. But they're screaming. So what do you have to ruin your reputation? He said, no, right is right. He's not going to give in to the others, and he only has one. He only insisted on having one set of dishes. He held the Gzera the Rabbanon and the Binyam, what the Binyam that you have to cash it even after 24 hours only applies to Yisura Bola. By Hetera Bola, the Chlal is not Gzera the Rabbanon. They never made Gzera the Rabbanon. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them that the Gzera the Rabbanon that you have to cash it even if Gzera Shein and Binyam, even after it hasn't been used in 24 hours, applies equally to Hetera Bola or to Yisura Bola.
But if you're not sure that it's Treif, then it's Mutter. Because then it's something to Rabbanon and
yeah.
The Kurim.
Yeah. Yeah, that says in Shabbat.
You have to be sure that it's any topic. Then it's
right. That's what we gave a mashal. Let's say, if I get a Yerusha Chveisa pot, or we come into a restaurant, they claim that they were kosher. We don't know. Maybe not. It wasn't so reliable. That's how I. We don't know. Maybe it was kosher. So if when we come in and we want to take over, all the kelim are ein ben yomo. So the Tchilas Leidas HaSafik is on an Ein Ben Yomo. So that's the din. If it may be that it's Taka Kasher, you don't have to kasher anything. That's called Safik the Rabbanon Lakula. But if I have a, but if someone cooked some food today in a pot, and we're not sure if the food is kosher or trade. So today it's a Safik Deraisa, whether the pot is kosher or trade. And we have to pass in Lechumre, maybe the food is not kosher, maybe the pot is not kosher. So then even if we're going to wait 24 hours, since we had a Paskin already Lechumre, so even after the 24 hours go by, that's called a Safik Deraisa, Shinis Galgil, Leah Safik Deraban. It started off, the latest Safik was when it was an issue Deraisa, and we had to be Machmer on that. So even after the 24 hours go by, it still remains Lechumer. That's how most Achrayim say. The distinction, when did the latest Safik, when were you presented with the Shaila? Was it while it was still a Ben Yomo, or the latest Safik was when it already was Ein Ben Yomri. So again, so on this din that it says in the Yerushalmi that a klicheres we would be matir to do Hagolah Gimachon. So it's against the Pasuk in Chumash. What is it saying in Chumash that you throw out the klicheres to Hagolah Gimachon? So the answer obviously is it only works under Rabbanon. The Pasuk in Chumash is talking about an Issa Deraisa. And the Yerushalmi is talking about an Issa Derabbanon. So the question is all the Rabbanon. All the Rabbanon. So the two quotes, the Baloritu, it says yes, that any trait for Kli that hasn't been used in 24 hours is only trait for the Rabbanon. Because when I tell you, I say it's nice and tam l'gam. And the only reason why you have to kasher any trait for Kli that hasn't been used in 24 hours is Zera the Rabbanon, Zera Ein Ben Yomo, or the Ben Yomo. So any Kli Cheres that Ein Ben Yomo hasn't been used in 24 hours, all trait for China dishes, just do Hagol Gim upon him and that solves the problem. Needless to say, that's not the accepted opinion. The Torah writes, we don't follow the Baal HaLikud. So why not? The HaBeferish in Yerushalmi? The HaBeferish in Yerushalmi, by Yisurim the Rabbanon, if you do HaGol HaGim HaPamin, HaNik L'Cheres it helps. So the Torah says the same word as Tosfos here. The Yerushalmi is talking about Stam Yenom. The Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah is talking about Stam Yenom. Stam Yenom is considered an Issa the Rabbanon Kal, that's called the Korom the Rabbanon. The whole thing was invented in the Rabbanon. Or let's say Bisholakum. Let's say to go and cook the food. The whole prohibition of Bishalakum is Legamri Midirabbanon. So there we would be makel to do Hagolah Gim Upamim Anikli Cheres also. When it's an Issa Derabbanon, that's the Ikora Midirabbanon. But it's an Issa Derabbanon, like a cliche in a Ben Yom, it started off as a Trefer Kli Min HaTorah. Just if you wait long enough, if you wait 24 hours, so then Min HaTorah it's no problem because Ein Ben Yom is nice and Tam Legam. And the whole requirement for kashering is only the Rabbanon, Zayre Ein Ben Yom, Lata Ben Yom. That's called the Kor Deraisa. So the Tur quotes this distinction of Tosfos not only here, by Mevatlin, sometimes yes, Mevatlin Nisla Hatchila, sometimes Ein Mevatlin Nisla Hatchila. So he says, like Tosfos, if it's a Dissa de Rabbanon, which is the Korim of the Rabbanon, like Mukta, then it's Mevatlin Nisla Hatchila. The Dissa de Rabbanon, that's the Korim of the Torah, then he says, Ein Mevatlin Nisla Hatchila. So he quotes it here. And he quotes it also when it gets to the Hagolah Gim Upamim. The Chazon Ish has it also when it gets to a third case. There are more cases like that. There's a Gemara later on the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. A famous Sugya Breira. We discussed it when we learned Gittin, mm-hmm. Different Mesichtis. The topic of Breira always comes up. A person is writing a he has two wives. And he didn't decide yet, he can't afford the two wives. He has to get rid of one or the other. So he writes a get for one of the wives, and he didn't decide yet which one. So he tells the Sofik, Sof get lishti, le'ezes she'erta agarshena. I'll make up my mind later. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, can you say brevi? The get has to be written l'shma. At the time that the Sofik is writing the get, the husband didn't make up his mind yet. Which wife he wants to divorce. They both have the same name, otherwise how can he decide either to give the get to Rachel or to Miriam? They have a different name. So they have the same name. They didn't make up his mind yet. Is that valid? Is that considered ksiva l'shma when it's not mavura yet now? Or the person leaves an erve, he places an erve tchumen. He lives in this city. There's a big chazan going to be in that city. There's a big rabbi going to be in that city. And he didn't decide whether he wants to go hear the chazan, he wants to go hear the rabbi. He'll decide in the morning. He'll decide Shabbos morning. So he leaves two erve tchumen. You can't have two erve tchumen. It's either this or that. So he leaves one on each side and he says, I'll make up my mind tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning. If I want to go to the right, so then I want that chum, I want that to be my chum. If I want to go to the left, I want that box of matzahs to be my erevei chum. So the Gemara says, that's the machlokes hatanaim, where they say, yesh breira, rein breira. The kleina shvisa, the chum, has to take effect at the beginning of Shabbos, the tchilas knisa Shabbos. Tchilas knisa Shabbos didn't decide yet which way he wants to go. So that's a shaila that's kubra. So how do we pass on halacha l'maisa? Do we pass on yes breira or ein breira? Can you create a halais now where it's ain't a mavura? It's only going to be mavura later and you want it to be chalam afreya. Is that legitimate? So there's different opinions. So this Gemara makes a compromise on the top of lamed chesam, and that's how we pass on the fourth line from the top. Ki leis le raboshe breira b'diya raisa. And that's how most of the Rishonim Paskin like this Raboshia, this Amoira. Raboshia was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasir, Abchir Raboshia. So we Paskin with respect to Dinam Deraisa, we say that Ein Breira, with respect to Dinam Abonah, we Paskin Yesh Breira. So the Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer, he thinks that it's also governed with this Klal of Tosfos. It depends whether it's Ikara Deraisa or it's a Legamre Ikara Derabbanan. If it's the whole Issa, it's only Ikara Mederabbanan Legamre by Kumin. Kumin is Legamre Mederabbanan. Kumin is Legamre Mederabbanan.
Gittin
for sure is Deraisa, right? So when you have a Din Derabbanan that's Ikara Deraisa, then you wouldn't say Yesh Breira. You would treat it like a Din Deraisa. So this is a distinction that appears in different Gemaras. Tosis wants to bring a raya from a Gemara. How do you know that that's so? The Tosis brings a raya, a funny raya from a Gemara Chulin. The Tosis on Dalet Amud Beis. Yeah, the quote from the story in Gid on Asha. A half of the kezayis of chelef, tarba is chelef. A palga de zeis, a half a kezayis of chelef fell into a dekula. A dekula is a big pot where they cook soup, and it didn't have shishin. There was no shishin. So the Gemara says, Sova Marba Ravashi, Ravashi's son, thought Chatzi Shir is only an Issa de Rabbanon. If you eat less than a Kezais, you're not going to get Malkus. He thought that the whole prohibition against eating a half a Kezais is only the Rabbanon. That's a Machloikis Amaroim, Rabbi Yochanan Meshlokish, in the last parak in Yuma, where the Chatzi Shir is also an Atera, the Chatzi Shir is also the Rabbanon. So Meshlokish thinks the Chatzi Shir, less than a Kezais, or less than whatever the Shir is supposed to be, is only an Issa de Rabbanon. We don't accept his opinion. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. The Chatzishir is Asim and Ater. So this Mar Bar Ravashi, the son of Ravashi, thought like Rish Lakish. The Chatzishir is only an Issa de Rabbanan. So he thought, since it's only an Issa de Rabbanan, it's Ginuk Shloshim. He thought you don't need Shishim. When do you need Shishim? When it's an Issa de Raisa. So Bar Mar Bar Ravashi, Lasharinu, Bitlosin, Palgidizes. It's a Ginuk if you have 30 times Hefer. If you have 30 Hefkizes. So Omalei Avuah, his father, Ravashi, told him, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to do that. Al Tazal Zabashuri de Rabbanon. No, even if it's only Nisa de Rabbanon, you still need Shishim. You always need Shishim. And then the Gemara says, number one. And then number two, he says, Chatzishir is a Nisa de Raisa. Chatzishir is a Nisa de Raisa. So Tosis Fekta Kashi, so what's the problem? Pour in a little more soup. Once you pour in some more soup, so you'll have Shishim.
Like,
so the answer is because they're about the Nisra. The Tosis raises their kasha, but it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. Why is it only an Issa de Rabbanon? The Chatzishir is only an Issa de Rabbanon. Oh, so we don't understand what Tosis is asking. Tosis says, Elishmamina, what do you prove the last four lines? What's the proof from the story? Came in the Iker is Dura de Araista Kigoin. If there would have been a Kazayis, it would have been an Issa de Araista. So Achanami, the Lekka Kazayis, even though it's only a Chatzishir, the Lekka Issa de Rabbanon, name of Atman, because it's Ikora de Araista. No, but the Gemara said Chatzishir is also an Atero. So we don't understand the Achronimis. They don't know what Tosis is talking about. How did Tosis prove from that Gemara in Chulin that when it's an Issa de Rabbanon, that's Ikora de Araista? You apply the klal of aim of Atanis al-Hatkhila. No, the Gemara says there, Omalei Avua, the father, Ravashi, told his son, Mar Bar Ravashi, told him, number one, versus Alzal Bashir de Rabbanon, you always need Shishim, even on Isa Rabbanon. Number two, Chatzishir, Asman Atera. He told him, Dinah's like Rabbecha, Chatzishir is Asman Atera. That's an Isa Deraisa. So how do places prove anything for that Gemara? It's not an Isa Deraisa. So in the back of the Gemara, the Mephoshim point out, there's a little bit missing here in Tosfos. What's missing is there's a Tosfos, the Rash Mishans has a running commentary on Mishnayis. On Mishnayis, Tvul Yom, of all places, on Mishnayis and Tvul Yom, that's my son is going to be Bar Mitzvah, he's making a steam on all the Mishnayis. I never learned all those Mishnayis. So the little kids who make Bar Mitzvah steam, and they learn all the Mishnayis. He didn't learn with all the Rashis, though. So there's a Rash on Tvul Yom who has a comment. He quotes the Tosis that Bayat is missing. We have it a little bit in there's a tshuva from Avdim Eloyim on this also. There's a tshuva from Avdim Eloyim on this. When it's Chatzishir b'Taruvis, it's only the Rabbanon. When does Rabbi Yechanan say Chatzishir asim an Atara? I have a chunk of chelev, I have a chunk of nevela, I'm going to eat less than a kazai. So that's the end. The mamish iser, that Chatzishir is asim an Atara. But if it's a Chatzishir, let's say I buy a candy, a tray for a cookie in the store. How treif can the whole cookie be? It has an ingredient. The ingredient is not going to be a kazayas. And it's not, I'm not eating a chunk of lard. It's blended in over there. So Tosis says, a Chatzishir b'Taruvis, is only the Rabbanon Lachol HaDeyus. That's what Taisus says. So that's when in the back of the Gemara, a few Achrayim say like that, that's what Taisus means over here. This Chatzi Zayus of Chelev, Tarbas Chelev, fell into a Dikula, means a pot of hot soup, and it melted in, and it's Chatzi Shebet Taruvis. So it's only the Rabbanon. So Ravashi, the father, told his son, the Danish can cup. This is the Kor of Daraisa, because Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah. If it would have been B.N., Mamish the Trefis, so even though this Chatzi Shir is only the Rabbanon, because it's Alidei Taruvis, that's the Kor of Daraisa. So that's how Tosis read the Gemara like that. That's how Tosis read the Gemara, that Ravashi told his son, it's the Kor of Daraisa. So that's the way Tosis interpreted it. It comes out that there, Vont Mamish licked in the verse that the Gemara said it. The Gemara said it like that. Okay, believe that we'll have to discuss some more. The Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber over here. The Ramah says, even by Nisa the Rabbanon, you also don't paskin Mulat Nisa Lachatchila. So we'll have to discuss more next week. Gomish tells us in Pasha's boy that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu to instruct Bnei Yisrael that they should all ask their neighbors for matanis. Dabar no bi ozni ha'om. Dabar no bi ozni ha'om. What's my lotion? No. Please. Yes, and the Chazal says, the Gemara Bracha says that he promised Avraham Avinu that Avodim Avinu Aisam, and then back Rechen Yetzir B'chush Godl, so he's not going to keep the promise of Rechen Yetzir B'chush Godl, so Avraham Avinu is going to be angry at him. So he says, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please ask when they saw they should go ask for Matanis, please, I shouldn't be turn out to be a liar. Do me a favor, Avraham Avinu is going to be angry. So Makshim Hoylem, the Velfek Takasha, what's the problem? Ask for matanas. Why shouldn't they want to ask for matanas? To get money. People are going to turn down getting money. What is it to discuss with? Someone was talking to me today in Yeshiva. He told me he was looking at Rav Sarotkin Sefer HaChumash. It was written after the war. So it was written after the war. So when the Germans offered the reparations money, so many Rabbanim said, you're not allowed to take. I remember I was a little boy before my bar mitzvah. I remember hearing the Rav to give a whole drosha, why the Mizrahi, at that time the Mizrahi was in the government, and what they said carried weight, sometimes. So, the Israeli government. So he was encouraging the Mizrahi that they should insist they're not allowed to take the money, and he gave two reasons. One reason, he said they have a din of Amalek. The Germans have a din of Amalek. You're not allowed to take anything from Amalek, even just to get back less than 1%. Of what they stole from us. That was his chiddush. He thought, you're not allowed to take anything from Amalek. It's an issur. And then he said, number two, we shouldn't mislead them into believing that they're getting a kapara. They're never going to get a kapara for all of the ritzichas that they did, for all of the achzaris that they did. So these were the two things that he said. So apparently Rav Sarotkin was not so keen about this prohibition. He didn't see what was wrong. So he says, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to plead with Bnei Yisrael? Because he said, the Baruch Shalom knew Aseret Kumen Atzayit, that Yidin are going to be from. They won't want to take anything from the enemy. They're going to turn down the German reparations money. So someone may insist, someone's going to say, Shtikul Torah, we're not allowed to take anything from the Mitzrayim either. We don't want them to think that they're going to get a kapar. We don't want them, they also have a din of Amalek, they tried to kill us. So the Baruch Shalom said, please, do me a favor. Don't make any chumash, don't make any Islam. Tell them to take it, it's mutter. But he thought that there was nothing wrong with the reparations money. I was told that later, in the later years, that Rav Soloveitchik later changed his mind, and he said that he thinks that he made a mistake. He thinks that it was mutter. The haraya, that historically, Medina Yisrael took all of that money, all the reparations money, and then they used it to pave all the highways, I think. So he says, it turned out that it was really essential, it really turned out that it was crucial. And Binyan HaMedina, so he thought Mestama history indicated that he was wrong. But ten years after he made that statement, they said that all the highways were poorly paved and they have to do everything all over again. maybe it was with this truth.
What is the halacha with the...
have klisha malachta liyisir. And there's a big difference halacha lemaisa. If you have a pen or a pencil or a hammer in the middle of the table and it's in the way, so the din is you're permitted to remove it because it's l'tzarech l'b'chaimai. You are allowed to move it. But if you have, let's say, eitzim avonim yofar, a piece of junk, is in the way, you're not permitted to move it, even l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech m'chaimai. So what do you do if it's in the middle of the way? So on the Shulchan Aruch it says you push it over with your elbow, you push it with the kalahayad. Right, not the yodayim. That's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that the Yisur of Tiltal Muktzah is was only, I mean, the Rabbanon, the Yisur of Tiltal Muktzah only applies if he's metaltal biyadayim. But if he's not metaltal biyadayim, he kicks the Muktzah with his foot or he pushes with his elbow, with his body. So that's not a prohibition. Oh. So if you have, let's say, real Eitzma of one of the offer, real Muktzah in the middle of the table, you're not permitted to move it. Even Letzorach Gufa, Letzorach Mekoinah, because it's Mamish Muktzah. So on Shabbos, let's say if you have logs, I have a furnace. I don't have any steam. I don't have a radiator with steam. I have a furnace, and I have to feed it with put in logs, and the logs get burned, makes the heat. So the logs on Shabbos are Muktzah Mamish. That's not a Klisha Malachalis. It's Muktzah Mamish. What about on Yontif? On Yontif, you are permitted to put in the logs. How come on Mamish Eitzma Avon of Yofar? So the Gemara has later that this is
Mukhan.
What does it mean Mukhan? What does it mean Mukhan? There are two kinds of Mukhan.
So here the if it was cut, then they're not Mukhan. And if they were not cut, they're not cut, they're
okay, we got it. Peres Hanosha means if the peres fell off on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yom Tov.
Whatever. Peres Hanosha. They were not. They didn't own them for payload on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So they were not ours. So we cannot do that.
No, let's say it's already. Let's say I have locks from before Shabbos, from before Yom Tov.
Cut up into locks.
Cut up nice, neat, like you buy it in the store. All packages like this.
Theoretically, they should be just like payload. They should be prepared on Yom Tov.
So let's say we discussed a few times the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos and Perak Kol HaKelim says called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. They institute all of the Dinim Rabbanon. They pattern everything after Dinim Raisa. So the Gemara says when they instituted the prohibitions of Muktzeh, it was patterned partially, not fully, patterned after the Dinim of Kabbalah Stumah. The Gemara has details that it's not 100% the same, but it's similar. What do you mean Kabbalah Stumah? The only four categories of things that a Mekabel Tumah are the Mekelim, Ochlam, and Mashkim. So these are the things that have Chashivas. So the things that have Chashivas, the Chachamim never wanted to make an Issa that you shouldn't, the Olam, they wanted to prohibit you shouldn't be metaltal anything. I shouldn't even carry the Sefer in the house because I may forget and carry it into the street. The whole Issa of Tiltal Muktzan, Shabbos and Yontov is Gzeir Shem Yotzi. We're afraid that if you'll allow the person to carry it in the house, they may forget in carrying the street. What's the difference carrying the house, carrying in the street? So that's why the Gemara says later in Beitza and the Gemara in Shabbos says that's the reason for the prohibition. The Rabbi quotes it on the side of the Rambam. Rambam has a whole philosophy. What prompted the rabbis to institute Muktzah at the end of Hilchos Shabbos? In Perkeps, Chavtes or something. So the Rabbi says, what do you mean what prompted the Tanoim? The Gemara says in two places that what prompted them to introduce Muktzah was Gzeirus Shem Yotzi. They're afraid that the person will carry into the street, so they said they prohibited even carrying that. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, yeah, they wanted to prohibit, and really the prohibition against carrying applies to everything. It applies to Eichel, applies to Svarim, applies to everything. But that would make life impossible. You tell a person he's not allowed to move his clothing. He has to sleep in the same clothes, that he can't take off the clothes, put on pajamas, can't put on nice clothes in the morning. He can't eat food. So how does he has to fast on Shabbos? You can't carry the food, you can't carry a fork or a knife. So you should make exer, you're not allowed to handle, you're not allowed to carry the fork and the knife in the house, lest you forget and carry it into the street. So the Gemara says, no, that would make life impossible. That would have been exer, shein rei bat zibur, yechelem lamed. Not ein rei bat zibur. Ein klal, no one would be able to lamed. So they didn't want to make life impossible. So they only made the exer that you're not allowed to be metaltal muktzah on such things that ben kovako doesn't really interfere with our leading our normal life. We don't use the things anyway, it's a piece of junk. So basically, Muktzah, the real, original Muktzah is something that's junk, something that's not Mekabel Tumah. For what good reason is it not Mekabel Tumah? Because it's junk anyway. It's not Odeh Mekelem, it's not Ochel Mamashkim. So that's where they poured out their anger and they made the Gzeirah the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to handle those kind of things. So that's what the Gemara says. the laws of Muktzah pattern partially, not 100%, pattern after the laws of Kabbalah Stumah. So let's say in Kabbalah Stumah, if you have logs that are next to the furnace and you throw the logs into the furnace, the logs are Makabal Tumah? No, the log is not a kli. It's a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Hishtamshes, but not every Dovah Sheyesh Bo Hishtamshes is considered a kli. It doesn't have a Tzuris HaKli.
It's the raw wood. Raw wood.
Raw wood, stuff mamish nothing. Yeah, when you make a table or chair out of it, then it's a kli. Has a Tzuris HaKli, is Makabal Tumah. Just plain wood is not Makabal Tumah for sure. So even though it has, clearly has a Hishtamshes that you can put it in the furnace and use it as fuel, but it's still not Makabal Tumah. So really on Shabbos the Eitzim, the logs are muktzah, and on Yom Tov the log should also be muktzah. On Yom Tov, not only the log should be muktzah, the logs are muktzah on Yom Tov. But the reason why you're permitted to handle logs to throw them into the furnace, special din, because you were making it in advance. That's the din. If you have something which is muktzah and you were mazning it, you were making it in advance to use it for Samish Tamshas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it remains muktzah, and you're talking not allowed to move it for any other purpose. But for that purpose that you were making it for, that's a special heter, you're permitted to be metaltalit. Take for example, I remember years ago in the butcher stores, maybe they still have, they have a big sack of sawdust, mm-hmm. And when they, in some butcher stores, I remember they used to shech the chickens there. Mm-hmm. So they used to throw the sawdust on the floor for Kisi Adam and others. They don't shech there, but they wanted to absorb the blood, I guess. So they used to throw sawdust on the floor. So in the days of the Gemara, they used to have a sack full of sawdust in the house. And whenever there would be dirt and they wanted to cover it up, so they would cover it up. So the Gemara says, what's the status of sawdust? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, what's the status? Let's say the baby would make it dirty, or the dog would make dirty, so they would throw a little sawdust on top of it to cover it up. So the Gemara says, if you have such a sack of sawdust in the house, a kupa shalofor, that's eitz ma'bar v'yofa, that's mamish muktzah, that's muktzah mamish, bein b'shabbos, bein b'yom tov. But because you were mazmin it to use it, you were making it, so it remains muktzah, but it has a heter hishtamshus for that purpose or for another purpose that's equally important or more important. But the Gemara says, sugya later in Beitza, if you'll have another purpose that's less important, you're not allowed to be metaltalit. Let's say if I have a knife, or I have a plate, or I have a chair, the normal hishtamshus of a knife is to cut the food, or the plate to eat the food. What if I want to hold down some papers, the wind is blowing, I want to take the plate and put it on top of the papers on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The knife is not muktzah, the plate is not muktzah, you can use it for whatever you want. There's no such halacha, you can only use it for a similar hishtamsh, is equally important or more important, you can't use it for less important, because these things are not muktzah. But if you have eitzim avon of yofa that a mamish muktzah, so then the Gemara has an expression, eitzim, the Gemara says, on Yom Tov, eitzim, you're only permitted to use the logs for hasoket, as fuel, either that or for something equally important or more important. Or the Gemara says, let's say the sack of sawdust. You were mazmin the sack of sawdust for what purpose? To cover over the dirt that the baby may make or the dog may make in the apartment, or to do kisi adam. What if another tzorah comes up which is less choshev than this? So the Gemara says, black tach muktzah, because it's mamish offer. Eitz ma'banav yofa is mamish muktzah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, sometimes you have something which is muktzah, and then you mazmin it, so you make it ice muktzah. Let's say, like he said before, let's say you have the logs, were chopped down from the tree, sawed off from the tree, and then you made them, you cut them to a nice size, and then I take cord, and I tie it up, and I make like a little stool out of it to sit on. Oh, so I just made them into a kli. It's not such a fancy chair like over here. It's a shvacha chair. It's a crude chair. So the Gemara says, if you take logs and you tie them together, or you make it smooth on the surface, something, you take a big stone, a big slab of a big boulder, and you make it smooth on the surface, and you paint it, or you make some shinu in the guf adov, or you make it into a chair. So then it becomes ois muktzah. So then it's not muktzah anymore. But the Ramban points out, that's one kind of hachana. If you do hachana in advance, so sometimes you take the non-muktzah, sometimes you take the dvar muktzah, and you make it into a non-muktzah. You make it into a kli, a shvacha kli, but it's a kli. And sometimes, on Yom Tov is not going to help, because we'll say, Migadis Katsoy, yeah, that's not going to help. But if you do it, But if you do it on Erev Yontif, yeah.
There's no problem.
No, no, but what you do on Erev Yontif, there are two ways to solve the problem of Mukta. One way is to make it Ois Mukta.
It becomes a Kavan.
Right. And one way, it still is Mukta, still is a sack of dust. But it's a special heter. If you make an Ibn Banyam special heter, let's say there's a bris. You have a bris on Shabbos or Yontif. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Zohar, the Mechaber quotes from the Zohar, on the Pasuk in Volok, Mimono Afa Yankif. So the Zohar says on that Pasuk, the minig is, it's not a din, it's a minig from the Zohar from the day, from the early days of the Tanoim, from the early Tanoim. So it says the minig is that after the Moel removes the Orla, the Or HaOrla, he's matmin it b'ofer. So that's what the Bilam HaRosha says in the book, Mimono Afa Yankif. Look how many bris in there are, there's offer from the bris meal all over the place. They were matmin all of the Orlas into the offer. So the question is, what if you have a bris on Shabbos or Yontif? So the offer is muktzah. So it's bad enough, the knife may be muktzah, and the Or HaOrla after you cut off is muktzah. But you're going to not do this minig. You're going to practice the minig of being matmin in the Or HaOrla in the offer. It's not muktzah, tilta muktzah. What's the heter? Right, so maybe you should wait till after Shabbos. So the Mechaber quotes that it's not a problem. Let the moil be, he quotes from the Shubas HaGoyim. Let him be making the sack, the offer in advance, and everything is okay. Why is it okay? Offer remains offer. How does it become okay? The answer is no. Taki is mukse. It's not that the hachana makes it. If he's going to make it ois offer, so he won't be fulfilling the meaning. The meaning is to be matvin the or of offer. It has to be offer. An offer is the original mukse. Eitz ma'avana the offer. That's the real mukse. Piece of junk. So the answer is the offer remains offer and remains mukse with the isur tilku. But if you make it in advance for this purpose, even though this purpose is not a mitzvah deraisa, it's not a mitzvah rabbam, it's only a minig. It doesn't have to be a religious thing. A minig is also good enough. Whatever. If you mazmin something in advance to use it on Shabbos, it remains muktzah with a heter tiltul for that purpose.
How do you prepare that you get rid of the oil? Like you dig a hole and dig it
something? No, you just make a moral declaration, that's all.
How do you get rid of the oil?
You put it in a flower pot.
What are you preparing in advance?
Well,
you have to dig something. You dug the hole in the
ditch. As a pot, no. They usually have the little container with offer. No, they don't put it in offer in the ground.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
They have like a flower pot. They have a little flower pot full of offer, and every time they do a bris milah, so they stick the or the little piece of the skin, into the offer. But it's not in the ground.
Even in a flower pot, would you have to? In other words, what you're supposed to do is dig, quote unquote, dig the hole out the flower.
No. He just sets aside this flower pot. He says, "I'm gonna use this for the bris milah on Shabbos. That's all." So it remains muktzah, but it has a heter tilto for that purpose or for any other purpose that's equally important or more important. But less important, takanat, because it remains muktzah. It remains muktzah. So that's what the Gemara has over here. On Yontif, when you have logs, the logs are muktzah. That's the Lashon Gemara. The nitnu eitzim el ha-sakramem. When we learned Masechah Shabbos, Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time on this, because the Ramban has in his commentary on the bottom of the Rif, he has the Mochamis. Mochamis, where he disagrees with the Balamor. Balamor was a young man. Balamor writes he's only 19 years old, and he's chatting with the Rif. He's disagreeing with the Rif. So the Ramban came to defend the Rif. So that's why it's called Mechamis Hashem. So he has on Daf Nun Aleph in Masechah Shabbos, there's a very long Mechamis where he draws out this distinction that sometimes when you take logs and you shape them and you tie them and you smooth it, paint it, you make it into a kli, becomes Ois Muktzah. And sometimes there you need a pool of a Gufa Shodov, you have to change it, the actual object, in order to label it as a kli. And sometimes it doesn't become a kli. It's still not the Mekabel Tumah. And the Hazmonim Ibn Yom only accomplishes that you have a heter tiltul. And that's what it means in the Gemara. The expression is taka later in this perek also. The details. When you have the logs on Yontif, the only heter tiltul you have is for that purpose or for more important purposes.
One can make a difference, more important or less important. Why should it be this specific to whatever purpose?
Only that. I don't know. That's going to come up here in this sugya. Someone's going to talk about it here.
When he puts together,
if you say it really is muktzah, but you have a heter hishtamshus for that purpose, so let it only be for that purpose. Right. Why do you say for equally important or more important purposes? Why don't you only say that purpose that you set it aside for? I would have said like that also. I don't know. That's the Gemara here says like that.
Like a klisha malach delisu, take it away because it's talking from klamer. Once you take it, you can put it all the way back into the. Once you took away the, it goes a little
further. It's not muktzah. Yeah, but he's asking over here. This is muktzah. In the Gemara in Shabbos Taka doesn't give the details. These details are only here in Beitzah. That if it's an equally important hishtamshus or more important, then it's also included in the heter. And if it's less important, not. Why should that be so? I don't know.
You only get the permit achone to do with it like this. You cannot change your mind on Yom Tov. I want to use it for there. Now I'm going to make myself a chair for it.
It's a more important one.
You cannot use it for a tzokar.
Okay.
It would be mukti to make it into other clean.
Okay.
You know, for that you need other wood. If you want to put other wood, is it for this?
So that would be
okay.
So important would be the same thing then.
It doesn't matter. You have to make a choice before Yom Tov. But what if you want to use it for important?
You can use it.
What is once you make important?
Yes, he says. The more important. Yes, he says. It's not important.
It doesn't go back down to zero.
Yeah,
you have something that comes on. You already have something that's made.
Yes,
you already brought it up from having it. Like, remember, you gave us the example that say you have a separate set of dishes, that you have a pace of it. In Green Walks Company, so it's totally out of your head. You're never talking about taking it, so that's totally out of the way.
Okay.
If you have already something that you already started, so you can.
Okay, that's still a good question. Still a good question. We got to see the Gemara. I don't think the Gemara is going to give an answer. The Gemara just gives the rules and regulations.
Well, yeah. If it's lesser or more than the shiur, every individual has his own idea what the more important was.
Okay. I don't know. We'll have to see. The Gemara has episode discussion about it. I don't know. We'll have to see what to do it. So let's say on Yom Tov, imagine on Yom Tov there's a tree and the branches fall off of the tree in the middle of Yom Tov. Say if I have logs on before Yom Tov and on Yom Tov want to take the logs and throw them into the furnace, that's permissible. Why? The logs are mukzah. Even on Yom Tov, like on Shabbos, it's mamish eitzim on bonav yofa. This is eitzim. The logs are mukzah. But since they were prepared in advance before Yom Tov, and I had the day, I'm going to use this as fuel to burn and to cook food and to keep myself warm, to keep the whole house warm. So that makes a heter hishtamshus, a heter tiltel for that purpose or for more important purposes also. Fine. But what if the logs on before Yom Tov, if the logs were still attached, it fell down in the middle of Yom Tov. So when it falls down, it's nachmamish mukti. Even the logs that are next to the furnace are also mukti. The whole reason why you're allowed to use them is because you were mazmin in Mimbal Yom, a special heter. So the eitzim that fell down in the middle of Yom Tov, you were never mazmin in Mimbal Yom. So for sure that's going to be mukti. So that's the premise over here.
What about the stones that they throw on Shabbos?
Yeah.
They're prepared before Shabbos.
Okay, the pebbles that they throw on the Mechalei Shabbos, okay. So those who drive their automobiles, the people tiny as mukta. So the answer is they'll mazmin it in Bonyom. Okay. So if they find so it remains mukta, the pebbles remain mukta. Okay. If you want to be metaltal, the pebbles for any other purpose, you're not allowed, unless you'll find a more important purpose, equally important, a more important purpose, then heter will apply to that as well. Okay. So that's what the Gemara discussed over here. Where will we up to again? On Dalet Aveis on the fourth line. So we had like this, we had a Beitzah, if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, you have a Beitzah Shenold on the first day, are you permitted to eat it on the second day? So he spent a lot of time last week and 2 weeks ago. That was the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yechanan on Amud Aleph, on Dalet Amud Aleph on the third wide line. The Rav said, Nolda b'zeh asura b'zeh, the Beit HaShenolda on the first day is also teeth on the second day. And that's how we paskin, like Rav. And Rav Yechanan disagrees. Nolda b'zeh mataris b'zeh, because you shtek dushes. And just because it's Nolda on the first day, it's mukts on the first day, doesn't remain mukts on the second day. So Rabbi Yechanan comes and he says, even though I say a beitzah shenolda b'zeh muteris b'zeh, but if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, the first day of Shabbos and Yom Tov is on Sunday. If Yom Tov is on Sunday, she'etzim shenoshem and adekel b'Shabbos. If the logs fell down from the tree on Shabbos, and he sees they fell down, and before Yom Tov comes in, he has in mind he wants to use those logs. He doesn't have to pick them up. He just has in mind, makes an oral declaration, he wants to use those logs for the fuel in the furnace on Yom Tov. See, even though he's mazmin, so he says you're not allowed to use it. Also, la sikan the yom. On Shabbos, before, why? No, you can, why not? He thinks in his mind.
But how can you be mazmin for Shabbos to Yom Tov?
No, well, hachana de rabbi hachana means if you make a hachana some real hachana, just he has in mind. I don't think so. If it would have been kedusha achas, so everything is judged like it's one long kedusha tayyam. So you see, it can't be mazmin it on the first day for the second day. But we paskin that it's day kedushas. So just because something is mukta the first day doesn't mean it's going to be mukta the second day. Here it is mukta. But still, let him make a hachana mibod yom mibach shover. The das, let him have a mind to use it on the first day for the second day. So he says, also lasik in the yontiv. You're not allowed to use it as fuel on this on yontiv. Why? He can't say kedusha achas. He doesn't hold that. V'altishi vein and don't ask me akasha beitza tshuva. Tshuva means akasha. It's not the way we say. We usually say fakir. The tshuva is an answer, but in Talmudic language, a lot of times the word tshuva means akasha. Raya shein alei tshuva means I have a raya from the Gemara that there's no kasha against the raya. So here also says v'al tishibeni, don't ask me akasha. Doesn't mean don't ask me, don't answer me.
Don't answer me with a question.
Don't slug me up. From Beitza, did I say Beitza Shinal the Bazaar? Muteris Bazaar Koshte Kedusha, so let it be the same over here, Zakta name. My Taimah, that's Muter. Why Beitza Mishum de Bioiman Amichazi Lagoima? But the Beitza was nulled on Shabbos, so physically it is possible to eat the raw egg on Shabbos. Veloko Shori Le'ad Lamachim, we don't allow the person to eat the egg on Shabbos, he has to wait till tomorrow. So Mimele made the idea, everybody will realize the Basiyah Masrua. Everybody will realize that a beitz is shenolda on that day, you're not allowed to use. Aber eitz and the lochazeli yamai. Logs on Shabbos not shy to use the logs. It's a malach of havara. There's nothing to discuss. So ishori luhula macher. If you'll say that if the logs fell down on Shabbos from the tree by themselves, you're permitted to use them tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday, is yontif. You're permitted to use it, but today's hachana. He has in mind today. Use it tomorrow. So if you say that you're allowed to use it tomorrow, so people may mistakenly think osi lemeimar. They may mistakenly think biyamai namishoru. If the logs would fall down in the middle of yontif, it's also mutter to use it as fuel. And the reason why esmol, and the reason why yesterday we didn't use the logs is not because of an issue of muktzah, but because Shabbos the lochaz alasake on Shabbos it's the hamalocha, not because of muktzah. So he came up with a new gzeira. Rabbi Yochanan came up with a new gzeira. It's strange. What is he making? Once in a while you have gzeira legzeira. The whole din of tiltal muktzah is only dirabbanan. The holidays tiltal muktzah. We had a shaila of eating muktzah. If you have a beitzah, if you have Shabbos next to yontif and the beitzah is nulled on the second day, so Rabbi says that that's an isa deraisa. That's achana deraisa. So from that Rashi derives Rashi on base. Rashi writes Rabbi l'tamid yomer Rabbi achana deraisa v'yalef miyachon the muktzah deraisa. That is the famous Rashi on base on the base. The Rashi shita is that muktzah l'achila is deraisa. The muktzah l'tiltul, the prohibition of being metal from muktzah, that's clearly only the rabbanon gzeir shem yotzi. That's not the Gemara. The whole thing is only gzeir the rabbanon. That we don't allow people to carry handle muktzah in the house, lest they'll forget and carry it out into the street. So even though the prohibition of handling muktzah in the house is only the rabbanon, and we ought to apply the principle of ein gerzim gzeir l'gzeir. You're not allowed to make gzeir l'gzeir. That's considered shalol tzorach. In order to make gzeir, you have to have a tzorach gadol. And if the whole chashash is someone will violate an issur the rabbanon, that's only considered a tzorach katan. But nonetheless, every so often in the Gemara, you have gzeir l'gzeir. This is one of the many cases where you have gzeir l'gzeir. We don't know that the whole sugya over here was just mentioned a little bit about gzeir l'gzeir here on base on the base. And Rashi had the pasuk gishmart emes mishmarti v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. That's the Rashi on base on the base. How's like that? But where is the main sugya where the Gemara has a whole discussion, a whole tilkul? That's in Chulin, the beginning of Perakol Abasar. That the Gemara says there that basar b'chalav is only an issur deraisa if they were cooked together. If I just have a meal and in the middle of the meal I have fleishiks and milchiks that was never cooked together, so that's only basar b'chalav drabon. And let's say you're eating fleishiks, I'm eating milchiks, and we're very, very friendly. Very friendly to the extent we'll eat on the same table. I may nibble some of your, I may pull off some of your flesh. You may take some of my cheese. So the Gemara says that if two people don't even know each other, like in the cafeteria in yeshiva, they have sometimes students eat at the same time. They don't even know each other. Or a public restaurant. People don't even know each other. But if people are friendly, so then there's a hashash that one may take from the other. So the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to eat fleshiks on the same table, but you're eating milchiks because of the gzera that one may eat from the other and it'll be basal cholah. Frank the Gemara, the worst it'll be is Basa B'chalav D'Rabbanan. Okay. It wasn't cooked together. So what? How do they have the right to make Gzeira L'Gzeira? So this in the beginning of Perakol HaBasa. Perakol HaBasa in the end of Chulin has all the laws of Basa B'chalav. What's fleshig and what's not fleshig, and which parts of the where the chicken is fleshig the rice or fleshig the Rabbanan. All the discussions, all the dinam of Basa B'chalav are in Perakol HaBasa. So in the beginning of Kol HaBasa is this famous still get back Gzeira L'Gzeira. So Tosis points out, we really can never figure out heads or tails when you do make Gzeira L'Gzeira, when you don't make Gzeira L'Gzeira. And the Shach in Yeridaya quotes it. Shach in Yeridaya quotes it because the Taz writes in Yeridaya a Chiddush that we know is not correct. The Taz says that the chicken is only fleshig mid'rabbanon, that's a machlokes hatanaim, that's a we paskin. The natura chicken is not fleshig. And eating fleshigs and milkings in the same meal that was not cooked together is also only the Rabbanon. So the Taz Kemat says, Beferish, you're permitted to have a sandwich, cheese with chicken together. So the Shach says it's against the Gemara. How can he say such a thing? It's enough in the Gemara. Aye, but the Taz argued that it's Gzeir L'Gzeir. So the Shach writes in the Nekudas HaKesef on the side of the Taz, whenever he has disagreements with the Taz, so he writes on the side in the Nekudas HaKesef, the Kitzur. So he quotes this Taisus in the beginning of Perakol HaBasa. The Taisus says, we never know what the rule is because there are so many exceptions to the rule. Like here's one example. There's a Ramban also in Melchamas Himsochim, quotes this Gemara, other Gemaras. We have examples of Gzeira L'Gzeira. Sometimes the Chachamim, sometimes the Tanami, here it's an Amorah, Rabbi Yechon, sometimes they did make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. When they were really concerned that it's going to be easy for people to violate it. If you'll allow A, this will clearly lead to B. Even though B is only Anisa de Rabbanon, but if it's quite a likelihood that if you permit A, this will certainly lead to B, so then it is called a Tzara Gorl. That is... Which case? By the chicken.
Sitting at the table, Reuben and Shimon.
Why is like this? If you have flesh and milk that was not cooked together, I just eat them in the same meal, that's only basa b'chalav d'rabbanan. It's only basa b'chalav d'rabbanan if they were cooked together. Then the Gemara has it then that two people are not, people who are friendly with each other are not permitted to eat one flesh and one milk on the same table, unless you have a hecker, unless you have a different tablecloth or something like that, or you have a flower pot, mopstick in the middle, you have to have some kind of a hafsokeh, because we're afraid that one may take from the other, one may nibble from the other, because they're so friendly, you may nibble. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, isn't that Gzeira L'Gzeira? It's not Vadai that I'm going to take from the other guy. Usually when I eat my milchik sandwich, I eat it, and you eat your fleshik sandwich, you eat yours, I don't nibble from yours. We're concerned I may nibble. And the worst thing that'll happen is I'll be in violation of a derabbanan. If I do nibble a little fleshiks in the middle of the milchik meal, it still won't be an Issa
Deraisa. So you're saying that the Issa of eating both of the fall together is only Gzeira Atum cooking together?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. It's only Gzeira derabbanan Atum cooking it together. And here we don't allow two friends to eat at the same table, lest he will nibble from the other guy. Who says he's going to nibble? 99% of the time you don't nibble from the other person.
That's also strange, because in Shabbos you see many times a person is allowed to do something when he's alone. Like he tends to learn by a lot. He's
supposed to pray
that he might. But with a friend, he's going to stop him.
Good question. Okay, so good question. So why are we concerned over here? Why won't one of them, somebody will remind the other
person? Each one is eating.
I don't see anything wrong with what you are doing.
Conversation.
Each one is eating.
They're both eating. Here they're not both learning.
Okay. Okay, you got to figure it out. Why their case is, but they are both learning.
I'm eating
inflation. Yeah, okay. I don't know, it's a good question. You have to look into the Gemara to see. But that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Taisus on that Gemara in the beginning of Kol HaBasa, Taisus has this comment that you can never really tell when the rule applies, that ain't goes in the Gzeir L'Gzeir when it doesn't, because you have so many exceptions to it. You have so many Gemaras where they did make Gzeir L'Gzeir. And this is one of the many Gemaras. The Ramban and Mohammed Amsochim and the third paragraph of Amsochim points out this Gemara together with many others, that they did make Gzeir L'Gzeir. Here Rabbi Yochanan says Shabbos next to Yom Tov, when Yom Tov is on Sunday. Yom Tov is on Sunday, and the logs fell down on Shabbos. So if it would have been a Beit Shishin all on Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't pask like him. He would have said it's mutter to eat the Beits on Sunday, because Shabbos next to Yom Tov do not constitute Kedusha Achas. But if it's Eitzim Shenashur Minadekel, if logs fell down from the tree on Shabbos, I make Gzeira, made his own Gzeira. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar made his own Gzeira. He wouldn't permit us to use the logs on Yontif, even though the person is mazmin it in his mind. He plans to use it on Yontif. So what's wrong? He was mazmin it in Bod Yom. No. A Gzeira, Dilma, people will think that logs that fall down on Yontif are also not a problem. And that's not true. The logs that fall down on Yontif are a problem. Paris, and Ocean, the same thing. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, we don't even need Rabbi Yechanan's gzer because we pass like Rav, and even Beitzu Shinolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. Beitzu Shinolda on the first day is also on the second day. The Gemara said because of Hachana de Rabba, whatever that meant. As Ashver Gemara, we spent a lot of time last week, it's a difficult Gemara. So whatever the Hezber is by the Beitzu Shinolda is going to be the same Hezber by the Paris and Ocean, by the Eitzim Shinoshim and Adekel. We don't even need Rabbi Yechanan there at the Rabbonim. But us is straightforward. The same as Beit Shanol de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, so the same Beit Shanol Shem and Adek.
And he says here, Mishum de Yom Nama causing the good. What do you mean? It's possible to eat it?
Physically possible to eat a raw egg.
Okay, some people. Beit Shanol Shem also possible to eat it.
Right, okay.
So, there wouldn't know, be no. So why would he hold by Paris and Oshru?
No, Paris and Oshru probably also he would be Mater.
He would be Mater.
If it were Paris and Oshru on the first day, he would be Mater on the second day. Because yesterday no one ate it. You could have eaten it, you didn't eat it.
Like
yeah, but only by the Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekal. Only, yeah. An exception to the rule. And we don't need his husband. We pass it, even Paris and Oshru is Nolda Bezah, Surah Bezah. Okay. Nothing more continues. Omer Rav Masna. Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekal Atoch HaTanur B'yontif. It's a funny case. He has a tree right directly above the furnace.
It fell on the fireplace.
Boom. And the logs fell into the fireplace. The logs fell into the fireplace. Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekal Atoch HaTanur B'yontif. And what's the story? So the Eitzim that fall down on Yontif are Mukta. Even the Eitzim that were there from before Yontif are also Mukta, but the Eitzim that were there from before Yontif are Mukta with the Hachana. The Hachana remains Mukta, but the Hachana makes a Heter. Heter Tiltel for that purpose. But the Eitzim Shanashu be Yontif didn't have any Hachana, so you're not allowed to move them around. So what's the story over here? The logs fell down into the tanur. What do you mean there's no tiltel? The Gemara says there is going to be tiltel. He's going to take a stick and push them around a little
inside
bit.
Inside the fire.
Inside, yeah, he's going to push around. So what's the story over here? It fell into some other logs. There were logs there in the oven.
Burning. The fire was burning already.
The fire was burning with logs that were mukhan and mubayom, that were from before. Huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it fell by itself. So the shaila is like this: if you're gonna tell him you're not allowed to move around the logs that are mukta, so he's not gonna get his hishtamshes out of it. So he can't move anything then, because he's not gonna know which are mukta, not mukta.
Doesn't affect the other ones. The piece of wood. I'm not infecting the other piece of wood.
Sure,
it's true. There's no bliya.
The trafus doesn't go. Yeah. There's no tam kikir. Usually, if you have a little chazashmat, falls into the pot of soup, so it infects everything. The flavor spreads, and that's the halacha. The tam kikir. Even though you have more than 50% of kosher soup and less than 50% of the chazashmat, but that's halacha. The tam of the chazashmat is considered kikir. Here, there's no tam. But still, there's a problem. He won't be able to push around the logs over here. So the mukta dika logs on mukta. You're not supposed to use those on yonta. But not only is he going to not be able to use the mukta dika logs, that's understandable. He's now going to lose. He's going to have a hefset of the non mukta logs. It's not really non mukta. They are mukta. The mukhan dika logs. So that's the lashon of the gemara. Eitzim shenoshim and adekel teichatana. Teichatana. The mashmos is that there are muchandika logs that are burning there, and now I'm going to lose my ability even to push around those logs. So there's going to be a hefset. So that's why Rav Masna has a kula. Mar baleim eitzim uchonim umesikon. Here you don't need shishim. You don't need shishim over here. You just need rov. Well, let's say I see I don't even have rov. Let's say I had five logs were there. How many logs do you have? You don't have so many logs in a furnace. Let's say you have three logs were there, muchandika logs, and now a couple of branches fell down and it broke in a few pieces. So let's say now I have eight broken pieces of wood. Three of them are muchan, and five of them are non-muchan. So not only can I not use the five that are non-muchan, non-muchan's mukta, I lost the use of the three that were muchan now, because I can't push anything around. Whatever I'm going to push, I'm going to be pushing the other ones, and that's also an issa tiltul mukta. Tiltul mukta is not, he's not going to handle the logs with his hand, but that's also called tiltul mukta. If I use a stick to push something around, that's tiltul mukta biyadayim. When you say tiltul mukta the gufo, or the other parts of the body is mukta, that means if he kicks with his foot, if he blows something with it, let's say there's a string from the light hanging down, and he blows it, so he's not really handling it. Or he walks by and he hits it with his head. So he's with his shoulders, the string, let's say, in my closet, we had a string that comes down, so if you want to turn on the light, you have to pull the string. So if whenever you take in you take out a coat, so usually your shoulders will be rubbing up against the string. So you got to be careful. Sometimes your shoulders rub up and it will cause the light to go on. The string is an easy string to pull. But let's say if you know that the light is not going to go on, what's with the problem of mukta? So that's not a problem of mukta. There's tilt of mukta, the gufa doesn't pose a problem. But this is not called tilt. This is called tilt of mukta biyadaya. I'm holding on to a poker in order to push the... That's an extension. That's what the Rishonim say, Aloshin, Yod Arichta. That's an extension of his hand. There will be a prohibition of tiltal mukta biyodayim.
It's pushing the heifer, and the heifer is pushing the ear. That's like a shin. Not pushing directly.
Pushing both.
If you push the heifer, that would be okay. The Gemara seems to assume you can't recognize it. It all depends. Sometimes you can recognize very easily. Because the logs that I bought in the store that I use for fuel, a big fat, cut to a certain size. And these that just fell down are twigs, a different shape. See if you can identify which are which, or the whole discussion doesn't apply. Gemara's talking about a case where you can't identify. That they all, yeah, and everything looks about the same. Oh, that's the whole topic. That's exactly the whole topic. So he gets on Eitzah. Mar Baleim, I see now I have eight logs. I knew before I had three. Obviously five of Mukta fell in. So I have five to three. I have a Rav of Issa and a Miot of Hether. So he says, add on another three, so it'll be six to five. That'll be called Rav. Is that taka good? Six to five is Rav? Or do you need 10 to five? The Gemara has a lotion that in Issa is bot l'chad betray. When you say chad betray means 2 to 1? 2 to 1?
No.
So if you have five logs of mukta, you have to have ten. You have to have ten. Oh, so most of the poskim say just means slightly more than 50%. Slightly more than 50%. So if I know that I have five logs that are mukta, and I have six that are non-mukta, so that's good. That'll be batel beroy. There's a famous marsho in Psochim. The marsho claims that he claims pshat in the Tesis like that in the third paragraph of Psochim. He claims that Anisir is batel chad betray means you need kefil, you need twice as much. So in Yeridaya they discuss that mashur. Is he right? Is he not right? They're not sure. They say even if he's right, it's only going to be a chumrah mederabbanan. On the level of their Isa, they don't think that that's correct at all. Let's say you have a Sanhedrin discussing a case of dinin nefashos, and the Sanhedrin consists of 23 dayanim, and there's a split vote. You don't need a unanimous vote that everybody should say chayiv misa. Adrabba, the Gemara says if you have a unanimous vote of kula chayiv, it's kochonos, it's zakai. So you don't give him the death penalty. So let's say you have a bezin of 23 and did in the foshes, and it's a split vote. 13 say that he's chayiv misa, and 10 say that he's butler for misa. So he gets oinish misa. So you don't have twice as many. If 10 said that he's butler, so you should require 20 to say that he's chayiv. Huh? So yes, they say acharam lahatas means more than 50%. Rabbi Yosef Engel, again, a genius, so he wrote an encyclopedia of his Chidush HaTorah, of his own Chidush HaTorah, not others. It's called the Beis HaOitzer. They only printed Aleph and Beis, and the rest was lost in the war. He died, Rabbi Yosef Engel died over 90 years ago, Mustam. He died long, 80 years ago, I don't know. But his descendants had the Ksav Yad, the manuscript of the rest of the Beis HaOitzer, and they got lost in the middle of the war. So in the second volume of the Beis Hoitzer, that's his, the Encyclopedia of History of Dushatera, he goes up until Bittel Beroit, just has, the first volume is Aleph and the second volume is Beis. He has up to half a Beis. So he talks about Bittel Beroit, so he discovered a psikta, he discovered a medrash on Chumash that says that Din Nefashis needs a bezna of 30. What's that? A bezna of 30 is against the Mishnah. Mishnah says 23. So this is some other source, another Tana. Another Tana claims you need a bezna of 30. Where does that come from, that you need a bezna of 30? So he says if you put this together, because the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, it says, v'shoftehu eido, v'hitzilehu eido. The word eido usually means 10 people. 10 people. Because by the Meraglim, it says, a month later, or other, there were 12 Meraglim and two Yeshuva Kalev gave a nice report. And the other 10 were the rotten ones, so that's called an eido. So eido means 10. So it says, v'shoftehu eido, v'hitzilehu eido. So v'hitzilehu eido means you have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying potter, v'hitzilehu eido. Shoftu means you have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying chayit. So that's how the Mishnah constructs this din that you need a bezin of 23. How do you figure that out? Because it says v'shoftu eida, you have to have a possibility of 10 dayanim saying chayit nisa. It's eida, a possibility of 10 dayanim saying that it's potter from nisa. So that's already 20. But if you, it's going to be tied. It's ein bezin shokol. We have a klal. We learn from a pasuk that when you koveya, when you're determining what the minimum number of dayanim is in a bezin, it has to be an odd number in order to be able to break the tie. So you have to have 21. But then the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, a rive of one is not enough to give an oynish misa. In order to give lechumre, in order to say that he's to acquit him, to say he's potter from misa. So 21 say potter. If 11 say potter and 10 say chayv, so that would be enough. One is enough. But in order to, if 11 say chayv and 10 say potter, a rive of echad, a simple majority of one is not enough. So you have to have a majority of two. So first you have to have a majority of two. So you got to have a possibility of 12 saying chayv and 10 saying potter. So bezin of nefashis should be 22. But how can you have 22? It's going to be even. So the mele, you have to have 23. So that's the whole derivation. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, and where did this come from? That the psikta says you need a bezin of 30. So he says you start off the same way. You start off with the first premise. You need 10, possibility of 10 saying chai misa and 10 saying potter from misa. But then you have to have the possibility of having a roiv, of having a roiv, and the roiv has to be kefil. Has to be double, not some slightly more than 50%. Has to be careful. Oh. So he says, here, this psikta is a marker for this marsha. You see that there's a Tana who thinks like the marsha that you need careful.
Right.
30 is even. You got a kasha. You got a kasha. I don't remember if he works on that kasha. That's a very good kasha. That's a very good kasha. I can have a dozen of 30. Is the chain dozen shuffle? I don't know. See, here, let's say the Poshim Shatning Mar is like this. Originally I knew there were three logs, and now I see there are eight logs, and obviously I put two and two together. Obviously five pieces of wood fell down from the tree, and I can't tell which are which based on the shape. They're all the same. They're all twigs, branches, whatever. I can't tell which is which. So Rav Masna says, we are makel because you're gonna be losing, the fire is burning there. You're going to be losing the use of the three logs that were non-muktzah. But the three logs that were non-that were muchan hastas, the muchan dika logs, it's going to be a hefsid on the three logs that were muchan dika logs. So he permits you to be mevatli salahatrila, marba leim etzim muchanim umesikon. Add on another three logs, so it'll be six. You know that you have six hefter and only five iser, and it'll be batel beroy. Drag the gemara. What do you mean batel hein batel marg? But still, he's going to poke around the logs. So there's going to be. And he's going to be pushing. He's not going to push every single log, but he's going to push a few logs here and there. Won't it be a likelihood that he will be pushing koma hapech the yisura? Isn't he being metaltal mukta? Isn't he in violation of the yisur of tiltal mukta midirabbanon? And this is called tiltal biyadayim, because the poker that he uses to push it is the yoda richta. And for the gemara, no, that's not a problem. Kivan the ruba detera nino, since it's 6 to 5. And the five of muktzah, bottle, and the six that were muchon, ki kam haber, batera kam haber. That's the halacha that you say it's bottle beroy. Whenever you have a thing that's bottle beroy, take for example the famous Gemara in Choyrus, and Davchav Beis, Davchav Gimel, complicated, famous Gemara. The Gemara has Tomid Dikemashkin got mixed in with Tohar Dikemashkin. So we would have said, no, the Tomid Dikemashkin, I'm a Tomid the Tohar Dikemashkin. So the Gemara says, no. The premise in the Gemara is that the Tomei Digamashkin were not Mitami the Torah Digamashkin. I was like, that's a problem, why not? That's what the Gemara says. So if the rive is tahar, and the niyut is tame, so the Gemara says, if I touch it, if I touch everything, you say it's bottled berive, and I say I didn't touch the tame de gemashkin. When I did the ma'isa maga, I touched the tahar de mashkin. What if I carry the whole? What if it's such a mashkin that's metame b'masa? So the Gemara says, what if I carry the whole container that has everything mixed in? So then the Gemara says, for sure I'm carrying. For sure I'm carrying the tame de stuff. So that's not going to help bittul beroy. I'm carrying it. So for sure I'm tame masa. But if I just do a mago, I do a mago. So the Gemara says, with respect to mago, I say that it's bittul beroy, and I'm doing my mago relates to the roiv and not to the miut. So here also the Gemara says, when he's pushing around the eitzim inside the furnace, kiven duvada teira nina, since it's 6 to 5, if he touches all 11, if he pushes all 11, then for sure that's like masa. What's going to help the kibbutz? But he touched all 11. That's like let's say it says in Yeridah, let's say you have a tray for salami, you got mixed up with two kosher salamis, and they all look exactly the same, and there's no way to tell which is the kosher, which is the tray, if everything the same size, same shape, everything the same. So the din is a chad betray, it's bottle. Yavish be yavish chad betray, it's bottle. But it says one person should not eat up all the three salamis. So for sure, he's definitely eating the issa. So I'll eat one, and you'll eat one, and you'll eat one. Each person should eat one. But one person shouldn't eat all three. So here also, the Gemara says, but he's poking around so many coals. Isn't the likelihood is that he's going to handle the muktzah dika coals? So the Gemara says no. When he does the maga, the maga relates to the rav seir also. I say when he's handling, he's not going to handle all. He's going to handle a few. I say we go basarov when we say it's book. And then the Gemara asks that kasha, the main kasha, what do you mean? But there's a din in the Yeridah, aim about the nisul hatchila. What kind of story is that?
Don't they become one unit? The moment you add the other three together, they're no more tumor, they're no more muktzah, no muktzah. They're all mutarim already. Because you change the whole, you change the balance, you don't have any more two kinds.
Let's say I'm gonna push every single coal. I think then it's not allowed. That's like the three salamis, and one person is gonna eat all the three salamis. So that we don't allow.
But they become one. The moment you make from the rubber, you made the rubber, then you made one group, because we learned it, and the negative point, so it becomes also one group.
So what would you say by the salamis? Also it should be mutter. Yeah. Also, okay.
Because if it's for mutter, then it's for sure. You cannot.
You're right. There's a sefer called Torah Habayis. The Rashba wrote a sefer Torah Habayis. The whole Yeridah, Chelek Aleph, Yeridah is all based on the Torah Habayis of the Rashba. Shchita and Treifus and Melicha and Bat Mecholam and Taruvus, everything is patterned after the Rashba. So on the Rashba, there's a commentary. The Rabbar and Alevi learned the same time as the Rashba. They both learned by the Ramban. So Rabbar and Alevi has what's called Berak Habayis, Hasogas. He disagrees every so often. More often than not, he disagrees with a lot of the original things that the Rashba writes. And then on the outside, so it looks like a Gemara. The inside is the Rashba Teres Habayis, and then in the place where we would have a Rashi in the Gemara, that's the Berak Habayis. In Yeridah, the bottom of the Yeridah, they quote that with the three salamis, Menateret really is.